So, I know we haven't talked in a long time. Way too long. We both got so busy. But I have plenty of time now, if you do too. It took me a while to work up talking to you. Maybe you wouldn't want to hear from me. I'm still pretending like you're going to. Ha. 296 minutes to be exact. That's how long I've had to think since I was cut adrift. For all its bulk, a spaceship felt thin when separating me from the infinity of nothing. A spacesuit thinner still. And while I repaired the exterior of my ship, my tethering cable was cut by a piece of space dust the size of a snowflake. Infused with the energy of unimaginable speed. And then, a mindless embracing of instincts made for another world-twisting, turning, swimming. Imagining that I can push off against nothing, and then coming to terms with the law of the vacuum. This object in motion will remain in motion. I'm willing this message to you through the void. I don't know how it might ever reach you, but I'm sending it with my head and heart nonetheless. I wish you could hear what it sounds like out here. My suit, my breath, my systems, and the symphony of creation playing all around me. Already, my suit is another 3 degrees Celsius warmer than it was when I was sent flying. If I was not going to run out of oxygen within the next 40 minutes, I would die of overheating. The pressure is several kilopascals higher than the 100 I left the ship with. If I would not die of overheating, I would be crushed by the air as it thickens with the heavily exhaled byproducts of my metabolism. But no, I will die from asphyxiation first. This scared me for a moment, and then it didn't. I want someone to know. I want you to know that I'm not afraid. This is a gift, a chance to return to the cosmos that gave rise to me, with the capacity to understand and be grateful for it in a way Laika never could. My funeral pyre will not be the brightest, but it is the vastest. The universe is singing to me. I wish you could hear it. It is the music of infinity itself. Maybe I shouldn't make you aware of the fantasy required to ignore how thin our protective layers are. The layers that stand between a human body's fragility and the chaos of everything else. We are taught from a young age to hold on to the fantasy, and if we're lucky, it is never taken from us. But space lays that joke bare. We bring not just hundreds, but thousands of systems to keep us alive where we are not welcome. Every failure is the universe reaffirming that we were never supposed to leave our cage. I feel so sick. I'm so sick. If this is all the experience left that I get to have, how is it right that I should be so sick for it? Can I make it stop? I'm so sick. 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 I'm losing my mind out here. I can hear it in the radio. Strains of home. Whispers of the sounds I used to know. So distant. This is it. My head is swimming. I'm on my last minutes of oxygen. I think this is the end.